this idea came from my interactions with people throughout the holiday season. And I kept having these conversations with people who kept saying to me things like, I need to figure out a way to take action. I really need to get involved. I need someone to help me understand when to do it and what to say. And it just became very clear to me that there is a hunger and a need out there for people to figure out ways to take tangible action to fight for what's important to them.
How, in this new political environment, how do you balance the more immediate local focus with bigger national ideas and concerns?
Our strength is in being a local grassroots group. We know the ground, we know the players, we know the issues, and that's what makes us very effective. In fact, our board is pretty reticent for us to get involved in national issues because they recognize that we just have a small audience here. However, there are decisions being made in Washington, D.C. that have very tangible implications for our local landscape. These are federal lands managed by the United States Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and they're making some decisions that have pretty significant consequences right here at home.
This new Capitol Watch
right. Is
the name of this new advocacy tool,
yeah.
And it launched with three action items,
right. All
of them to call national representatives.
Right.
Is there a reason that you're focusing on calling instead of emailing or writing letters? Is there something that's more powerful about a phone call or a voicemail?
The word we got from the congressional staffers that we have relationships with is that calls are more effective and that they're more immediate. There's someone taking a tally of those in real time. That information is viewed by the elected official on a daily basis. And letters take time to process. Letters need to be read, they need to be opened, they need to be sorted through. Emails, as we all know, everybody with an email inbox is overwhelmed and it's hard to process all that information. So calls are a very immediate way to express yourselves to our congressional delegation. And even more effective is if you show up where they show up. If they have a town hall meeting or they have a meeting with us, Aspen City Council or Pickens County Commissioners or Garfield County Commissioners, show up and let yourself be heard and ask them how they're voting on something and tell them how you feel and express your values. And this is a model that we saw the Tea Party adopt very effectively and really move the dial on a national level. And we need to do that, and we need to do that as effectively or more effectively, because this tide is rolling over us now.
There are tons of organizations nationwide right now that are pushing action, especially in this
first
100 days.
Yes.
So how do you capture that audience and prevent burnout?
I feel that because my inbox is full of, and I'm busy unsubscribing from ones that seem to be redundant. And so we're trying to add value to our constituents here locally by filtering to things that have a direct impact on the place that they live, play, and work, and also landscapes that we feel a particular affinity for, like Alaska or Utah.
How much is educating people about the issues versus how much is advocating for Wilderness Workshop's position on them?
They're inextricably linked, obviously. We have to educate people to get them to a point where they understand the significance of what's occurring, what the proposal is out of D.C., so they can make an informed, take action and have an informed comment or opinion to our elected delegation. So here's the funny thing. This new advocacy initiative is called Capitol Watch, and we spell it with a C-A-P-I-T-A-L. And we got so many comments after the first one that people are saying you're misspelling it, and because they wanted to see an OL rather than an AL. And we actually, it was very deliberate on our part, because we're not just talking about the Capitol OL building in DC, which is Congress. We're talking about the Capitol AL of the United States, which is the seat of government, which includes all three branches of government. And we feel that public lands and conservation is is in jeopardy right now from all three branches of government. And so we very deliberately chose the AL version of that to refer to the whole seat of government in our capital city.
So it's not a misspelling.
No, it's not a misspelling. And we and in fact, our next issue of Capital Watch, we're going to actually preface it with that explanation right there.
You say our next issue. Is this going to be something that's updated monthly, or is this updated issue by issue? Or
It's on a need basis, and it depends on what's coming out of D.C. So we try to be real time. It's, you know, the idea is it's a rapid response network where people can plug in and real time have an effect on the outcome of these decisions.
You are choosing topics where you feel that people who call in may have a chance to sway Congress's vote.
You know, that's not a criteria we're using because it's hard to know. Congress has been responsive to being flooded with calls. The flood of calls is moving the needle in D.C., and we can't stop.
Thanks, Sloan.
Thank you for having me.
Sloan Shoemaker is Executive Director of Wilderness Workshop, a nonprofit dedicated to protecting public lands. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.